When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like olives?
Yeah, I like olives.
Ooh.
Black olives, not green.
Hey, it's me, Dom. Welcome back to Dom Meets World. Yeah, I'm already sweating and dying laughing because Harry's here.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
guys.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Good stuff. It's Harry Jowsey.
Hello, guys.
Hey. Woo!
Oh, man. Has anyone figured that Rubik's Cube out, or is that just for looks?
It's just for looks, man. Okay. You can give it a go if you want.
Nah, I've never done one in my life, and I never want to start. Yeah, I don't like them.
Do you see the TikTok of the, you know that Jack Harlow song?
Yeah.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
That guy doing the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, he completed it, and then everyone's like, I'm wet,
me.
You know? Yeah, good should've with his
me.
Fingers.
But would you do Dance with Stars? I feel like you'd crush it.
Yeah, I'd win.
It's a little bit more than that. You could be a good dancer and get eliminated like everyone so far.
Like here's the example, right? Like you're on there.
I am.
And like you're good at social media and stuff like that.
Right.
And you're white with no rhythm, right? I'm good at social media and I'm black and I have rhythm.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's a rap.
Yeah. It's like.
You're done.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like I'd be the Michael Jordan of it, you know?
You should. Yeah. I would honestly love to see it.
Yeah,
I would love nothing more than to be in the crowd cheering you on.
Nah, you tear me down, dude. Yeah.
I'd be like, guys, don't vote for him.
Yeah, you'd be throwing shit at
me.
Yeah. But no, seriously, how are you enjoying it?
Bro, it's honestly hard. Like it's really hard. It's been every day is 4 hours a day. And it's just like, so I literally came from rehearsals. It's like, yeah, it's a lot, bro. It's really, and then like the public opinion, like you don't really have any like time to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like last time I was meant to go to my friend's like show premiere and I was too exhausted. And then I'm always in a bad mood cause I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's tough, but it's great though. It's been, I think, the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Cause it's like really testing and like vulnerable. And then people just really like love or hate me for it.
Like full stress as like, no.
He's going to say something. He's going to insult me.
I'm not insulting you, but I'm saying it is like, it's a big deal when you're doing something that vulnerable for the first time. You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like putting yourself out there and doing something like you're not a dancer.
I am now.
You are now. But I mean like, but like the first time you went up there is like, that was the first time you ever danced.
Right. And in front
choreography
of people before.
In front of like millions and millions. Like we spoke about this before. Like I knew you were doing the show before and you're like, oh, I'm probably going to be out like first week. Like, I can't dance. Like.
Legitimately.
So it's like it's nerve wracking to have to do that live on television. Like if you mess up, there's no like you don't redo that. Like
I've done it. I've messed up every week. There's not 1 week where I've done it perfect.
But that's part of the experience. It's part of learning.
But it's also like terrifying because you have to do it in front of a live crowd.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to talk and not like say something crazy.
And also the lifts are really, you're good at lifting.
That's all I got.
Yeah, you're a strong dude. You know?
That's all I have, brother.
Yeah, some people, a lot of people can't do the lifts. Like, imagine if Barry tried to do lifts that you do.
He might be able to pull a few off.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's bring out Barry.
Yeah, bro, it's tough. Like, it is, it's really scary, especially those lifts, because that's what's terrifying, because I'm like, I bet the one time I drop her is going to be on a live show.
Well, what's been your favorite dance so far?
Oh, I think the Gangnam Style one, which was, I don't know what dance that was, but it
Korean?
Was, no, that's the song.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't know the dance, but it was fun, because it was like the first ever team one. We're all able to like be in the same studio, but those rehearsal days were long. It was like 8 hours, like nonstop dancing, which is like hectic. But I think anything in frame. Have you done frame stuff?
Anything in frame, like ballroom?
Yeah. Anytime you do frame stuff, for some reason, I think it just works best for me because I when I'm doing solo stuff, I get to see everyone. But when it's just frame stuff, I'm looking at Riley and we're like locked in, and it's, I think when it's like more technical and there's like specific stuff, it works better for me because I'm like, okay, I know I'm meant to do this. When it's like contemporary or like jazz, I'm like, there's no real rules. You kind of just like go with it. And then that's when they like don't like me. Because those are the two ones that I got like the shit scores on.
Ball, I would, yeah, ballroom would definitely play more into like, it's easier for like taller people, I would say also.
No.
Ballroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they said it's harder.
For you?
Yeah, they said I'm too tall. It was the first thing they said. I didn't realize how tall you are. This is going to suck. I was like, oh, okay, guys, sweet. And they asked me, like, is it harder because you're so tall? I'm like, well, I wouldn't know any f***ing different. Like, I got no idea if this is harder or easier. It's all hard.
Mm.
I saw your contemporary dance. I don't know why I said it like that. Contemporary.
Contemporary.
Yeah, I saw yours. I showed Riley. It was really nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I took it in high school.
What?
So.
No, the recent one with that girl.
No, I know, but I'm saying like I've been dancing since
I was like, that video, you do not look like you're in high school.
You were a man.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, Dub, you, if you look like that in high school, you should be a D1 athlete. Like you should have gone pro.
I took dance as I was in school, so.
What ones did you do? You did breakdance?
I started breakdancing when I was like in like grade school, and then.
What is grade school?
Like kindergarten to like grade 6.
You know, dance break dancing in kindergarten.
I started when I was like 10, like grade 3.
Like, oh, look at Dom, he's doing head spins.
Yeah, me and my friend Anthony.
Shout out to Anthony.
B-boy Ills. He's still breakdancing. He's like a judge and shit. He like judges like world.
Really?
He was on like the Olympic team. It's in
for
the
breakdancing.
Breakdancing is in the Olympics this year.
There's an Olympic team for breakdancing.
Dead ass. It's only for this year though.
What? And then the next time it's like. Oh,
yeah, they were like. Yeah, they were like, we're good.
What?
For real. It's serious.
What the f***?
But I used to break dance with him when I was like 10. And then when I got to high school, there was a dance, class. And the dance teacher found out that I was a break dancer. And she was like, if you just take my dance class, I just need a guy to lift the girls. And she was like,
should have called
me. Yeah, it would have been perfect.
That's what I'm good at.
And she was like, if you just dance and lift the girls, I'll give you like an 80, like an A. All you have to do is lift the girls. So I did it. But then I realized, I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. I like.
So you just kept going?
Yeah, I just kept going. Took like ballet, jazz, contemporary, and then I joined a dance school like outside of it.
No way.
Like showcase. Yeah, if you look up like Dominic Gabriel lyrical solos and shit, it comes up on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's honestly really rewarding, like this type of stuff.
Yeah, like I've always liked doing like artistic shit.
Do you like contemporary? That one sucked.
I mean, personally, I like contemporary shit because
really?
I'm able to like incorporate breakdance into it. So
see, I didn't like it because you're not wearing shoes.
That was it. That was
yeah. I was like, I have the widest feet.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do this.
How big are your feet?
Let's not. We're not playing this game, Dom. I know you got flippers. He's got size 20 feet. And he's like, oh, let's have a flop off.
Well, you're taller than me, so I like having the advantage of feet.
How big are yours? 15.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. I'm 12, so
yeah.
Me, average white man.
Well, you get to be 6'5".
Yeah.
So that works to your advantage.
Yeah, but
I saw f***ing Jacob Elordi at the.
He's huge. My height.
But like, not really though. Like,
he's tall.
Yeah, but he's 6'5" also, or maybe like I don't even know if he's like 6'5".
No, he's 6'5".
Is he like a solid 6'5"?
We worked at a dog pound one time, and it was honestly really sad because I didn't know who he was. Like I knew what he was in and I knew all the stuff, but it didn't click.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like working out. And
isn't he Australian too?
Yeah, he's from like 8-hour drive away from me.
Mm.
And we're like talking like that. And I felt like such an idiot after it because I was like, holy shit, like this is a big deal. And I'm just the sausage that was just like, oh yeah, I'm on this like reality dating show where we like not allowed to have sex. And he's like, all right, sweet. I'm a
Euphoria.
Superstar, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. But he was like such a sweetheart. But I think he's just more skinnier.
Yeah, so he appears like slender, like, you know, like Slender Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like.
Yeah. But he's got a crazy jawline.
He does.
Yeah, it's annoying.
He does. It's very sharp.
Yep.
Good for him, though.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a career and good looks and he's tall.
Good voice too.
Great voice. Good American accent.
You'd kiss him?
I'd give him a kiss.
Yeah, I'd give him a kiss too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got all the things I need. Oh, you give him a couple of knuckles?
Yeah, a couple. Now let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor today at HelloFresh. Guys, it's time to say hello to a stressless holiday season with HelloFresh. I don't know about you, but after a full day of being out and about, going to events, hitting the gym, and whatever else I'm doing that day, the last thing I want to do is go to the grocery store and then plan and cook a meal. Tis the season for giving and gathering, and with HelloFresh, you can save money and time with pre-proportioned ingredients shipped directly to your doorstep. Plus, tons of amazing step-by-step recipes. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and zipping Coco, not stuck in the checkout line at a grocery store. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's super easy to find something that everyone enjoys. Also, did you know that HelloFresh is more than just dinners? From easy breakfast to 10-minute lunches to delicious snacks and desserts, HelloFresh has tasty choices for every mealtime occasion. Personally, I've been really into their citrus pork tacos with Southwest crema. So dope. I also love their one-pan meals, like their beef stir-fry tacos and their one-pot chicken sausage and bean soup. So easy to make and so comforting. Go to HelloFresh.com/DomMeetsWorldFree and use code DOMMEETSWORLDFREE for breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's one free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/DOMMEETSWORLDFREE with code DOMMEETSWORLDFREE. Come experience why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Now onto the show.
You didn't want to come to Taylor Swift night?
You didn't offer. Last time you did, you also kind of, last time I had to message your manager because you didn't. You were like, hey, you want to come?
And I'm right.
Like,
yeah,
I'm no, like, sure. And then it was like 3 o'clock, like 30 minutes beforehand. And I was like, I don't know where I'm going or anything like that.
No, it's not my fault. They meant to email you.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have at least been like, hey, you know.
Bro, it's show day.
What's up?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You invited me. No, actually what happened was you invited me for premiere night. And then you took it back.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You were like, do you want to come to opening night?
Did
I? And then we went to the Netflix dinner, and then you were like, oh, you can't come anymore. Sorry.
Oh, I got it. That's right. Yeah. I didn't know you were here. No, I don't know. I probably did.
You did.
This is what it's like dating me, push and pull.
Yeah, that's why I would never date you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. No, it was, no, but you came in the next one, no?
Yeah, I came the second one.
Did you come with my team? Who were you with?
I was there with your sister.
You with my sister. Yeah, she really liked you.
She was awesome.
She had so much nice things to say about you. I'm like, wait to hear what I gotta say.
The Taylor Swift night must be crazy. Everyone wants to go to that probably.
Dude, she sent a video in.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
To you?
Pretty much. Pretty much to me. Yeah. Said, hey, Ari. No, she was just talking about she wished she was coming to the show, but she's just on tour. I'm like, it's okay, you can come.
What song did you do?
We danced to August, and then we did Dance Relay to Shake It Off.
Nice.
So we do two dances in a night, which is a lot.
That's good though. Shake It Off is a good one. That's a banger.
We have to do a jive to that.
And then what was August? What type of dance is that?
It's a rumba. I was like, I don't know.
A rumba to August is bold. I like it though.
We don't have a choice. They just tell us. They're like, hey, this is what you're doing. I'm like, you could be either really f***ing us or you want us to stay in.
No.
Like, I don't know what's going on.
I think it's the perfect combination.
Yeah.
It's like, it's you. White people love you, right?
Why are you bringing race into this?
I don't know. I thought that's like kind of like our thing.
No, it isn't. That has never been our thing.
That's always been our thing.
We've never brought race into
you're
this.
All, yeah, like we'll be driving and then Drake will come on and you look at me and be like, huh?
Because he's from Toronto? Yeah.
He always like, This does good, right? And then country, you come on, you be like, boo, no.
Yeah, we don't like this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, no.
No, I'll do it next time, man.
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. Man.
Yeah,
that's why you wanted to go to Raising Cane so bad.
You're like,
chicken. That's what he wants.
No.
And the whole time, I'm like, what if we just went to like... Yeah. I'm like, you're almost like, I kind of just want like a salad. You're like, nah.
No, we don't want that.
You gotta.
Yeah, come on, brother. Yeah,
you know, you know what you want to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was Riley, by the way.
No, she's
I guess I
awesome,
should ask about.
You can ask her. Yeah.
Yeah, is she good? She cool?
Nah, she's awesome, bro. I think she really taught me a lot about myself. Like, she's so young but so mature. Like, very like switched on. And the Mormon thing is really incredible. Like, it's really interesting. Like, their morals and everything is like really cool. Like, I really respect it. And the whole family, like, she won the family lottery. Like, everyone in her family is sick. Like, her dad's hilarious. Like, he's just one of those like blokey blokes, like always like hitting your shoulder, like he's like a typical dad, like he's always like excited and like fired up and like cracking jokes. And the whole, like, her mom's incredible, all her sisters are beautiful and amazing, and they all have so many kids. Like, it's such, I don't know, I don't think I really ever had like that, I felt like a family love like that before. So like seeing them, I'm like, wow, you guys are really a golden. Like, but she's, bro, she's I couldn't say a bad word about her, even when we argue, like, because sometimes we get frustrated with each other and like stressed out when it comes like closer to the show days. But like, even then, I'm like still just like absolutely impressed. Like, imagine being 18 and on the biggest dancing show in the world.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, she, like, this must be her dream because her sister was on it.
Yeah, like 10 years.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I legitimately, I was like, yo, me at 18, I had hair down to here and I was in Europe being a sausage, telling everyone I love them. Like, getting drunk every day. I probably, like, lost all my brain cells at that time in my life. And you're just, like, saving money, getting ready for a house, like, doing all this incredible stuff, being so serious about your future. She's got, like, all these incredible, like, brand deals coming in. Like, she's so switched on. And same with her sister, Lindsay. Lindsay's so good with her content. Like, I'm actually, like, impressed. I'm like, how much content are they pushing out? Like, they're just so good at what they do. It's really incredible. Like, their work ethics, like, crazy. Like, I've never looked at someone and been so like impressed and like in awe of how hard they work. Like, she's really cool.
What was it like when, like, you guys first met? Because I remember before we were like speculating about, like, before you were on the show and you told me, we were speculating like who you would get,
bro,
like,
I
what pro you get. And then you got Riley and we were both like, well, that, she's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that was the thing. I was like, we're going through Google, like, oh, it could be this person, that person. And when I saw her, I was like, I got no idea. We must have missed you on the sheet. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah. But no, I think I was, dude, I was, because we just came back from that thing, and I was like still hungover. And the first episode, I was literally shaking. Like, I was so, like, I was nervous. I was hungover. I was like all over the place. And then I saw her. She was just very like sweet. And like, the thing is, looking back at that first episode and how terrible my dance moves were and how bad it was, she was being so supportive in that time. I'm like, damn, like, compared to now, like, I don't, like, I'm not as bad. I've improved a little bit. But like, looking back at that, I'm like, damn, she was really patient. Like, she really, she was really like biting her tongue.
Yeah. Did she know who you were, like, initially?
Like,
she watched the shows?
Well, she said that she had an idea it was me because of the song choices. I was like, whoa, I'm that much of a giveaway? She said, yeah, there's a lot of like song choices that apparently I've spoken about publicly that I like these songs, whatever else. And then she had an inkling that it was me, but it almost didn't happen because of the thing that we were doing together, and we were out of the country for a while, and I had some like visa problems come up. So I had to like, because for some reason I didn't click that my visa was going to expire and I should have stayed in the country and redone it. So then, yeah, I had some things pop up, and I wasn't actually, like, I was probably, like, a few days away from not being on the show because I had to get back in. But, yeah, it was crazy. But she was so nice to me then. She's been so incredible ever since. Like, even when we do, like, bicker, we both just, like, be quiet and go eat food and come back, and we're both fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's really crazy. Like, I've never, like, been around, like, spent so much time with someone and haven't been sick of them. Like, it's been crazy.
Has there ever been, like, a moment where, like, like during your dance, like what dance in particular was like, oh, this is, I don't know if we're gonna make it through this one, you know?
Contemporary. Yeah. Like there was a day where I was like, Riley, I'm gonna get COVID this week. Today I was like, yeah, I'm gonna leave. Like, this is a week that I'm gonna like just have a white flag,
yeah,
and just like get out of here. And I was really like upset, and she was frustrated as well. And she's like, Harry, you know what happens when you say you're not gonna get something? You're not gonna get it. I'm like, that's the last thing I want to hear right now. I want you to tell me I'm gonna get it no matter what. It was crazy, bro.
I also don't know how you juggle like two shows at one time as well. Because Amazing Race Australia was out at the same time.
Yeah, bro, I felt so bad.
Yeah, you're just on. Amazing Race, like, hey, can you help us promote? I'm dancing.
Bro,
I'm-
I felt so bad because it was airing at the same time.
Yeah.
So every Tuesday is Wednesday in Australia. And we're filming Dancing with the Stars. And they're sending me all the content. Like, hey, the episode's up right now. I'm like, I'm about to go on stage. Like, what do you guys mean? But apparently that broke a bunch of records in Australia. Like, it was doing really well for Amazing Race back home. But I just felt really guilty because, like, I could only watch it, like, 2 or 3 days after because I was filming this and I didn't really have any time. And then I posted the links and the episode clips, like, super late, and they're like, yeah, Harry, you already got kicked off. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, me. It was crazy. You should do Amazing Race.
Amazing Race Canada?
Yeah, well, if they have a, because I think that, because that was the first ever worldwide celebrity one, I think they're going to start pushing it for more countries, but that was f-ing tough.
Yeah.
Like, that was really testing. And then, yeah, that was like, I think that was the hardest show I've ever done. But it also made me like learn a lot about myself. And then you get to go to places you never would imagine. Like, we went to India, and I'm like, when would I ever? Well, I probably wouldn't go again, maybe under different circumstances, because we were like backpacking and rushing through everywhere. It was like really difficult, but it was really special. And then me and my boy, we just got like super close from it.
Yeah.
It was sick.
And he's still on our show?
Yeah, he moved to Bali. Like, he's just living like an influencer.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Yeah, like, him and his girlfriend just like have the best life over there. I'm like, all right, well, I wish I could just quit everything and
go to Bali.
Yeah.
No, like, you don't.
Nah. I love this.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah. But I feel like I got close, like, with dancing. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to run away.
What's the difference between, like, I would assume getting eliminated from this is way different than getting eliminated from, like, our dating shows. Like, I feel like you're like way closer with the people on Dancing with the Stars than like.
Yeah, bro. I think this was the first show where like everyone behind the scenes, like the production, the hosts, you know, when you're in a dating show and the host is kind of like this superior person,
yeah,
and you don't really get to talk to them and you kind of like want to learn about them. Like, you never really get to like break the barrier. But on this show, like, Alfonso is at the camera blocking and he's like talking to everyone. He's giving you advice. He's like, hey, this is where I keep my eye line. This is what I do. This is what I want to see more of.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's really supportive. Like, even though we're competing against each other, like, today I went into Allison's room and we like do a show and tell. Mm-hmm. So her pro, Sasha, will be like, Harry, like, this is what, in being a man in this situation, you need to do this and this and this. And then Riley will do that for Allison and like help her. So it's really like, it's such a beautiful family vibe. So like, when people were saying there was like drama and stuff going on, I was like, oh damn, like, it doesn't feel like that because we all like genuinely like each other.
Yeah,
like, it's really crazy. Yeah,
it's like actually like a family. And it must be like a different level of like, because it's a different audience than our shows. Like, bro, it's like whole families watch your show. Like,
yeah, because I think that average,
I saw when you guys were like at, like, when you and Riley went to, was it Tate McRae?
Yeah,
the show, oh, or whatever. God, and you guys, bro, were even like ambushed.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was really nuts. I think the average age of people that watch Dance with the Stars is 65. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
So that's why I guess they wanted us on, because they want to get that younger demographic. But because we post so much on TikTok, everyone was it's just been going nuts. Yeah. And I guess because it's also a cable show. Like, I haven't been on a cable show before.
Yeah.
And then it's on Disney Plus and Hulu. So it's just been like this huge new audience that's never seen me before. So it's been kind of like special because I get to show the most vulnerable thing I've ever done to a new audience that like don't have any prejudgment and just want to like learn about me. So it's really cool. But then, yeah, then they also like want to hate me because I don't dance well.
I have a game for us.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're always f***ing fighting. We're always,
you know us.
You know us. Harry and Dom. Always fighting. Fisticuffs and shit.
Yeah.
So it's called Let's Make Beef.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to pick a topic out of the bowl, a word, and we're just going to fight over it.
Okay,
we're just going to fight about it. So you want to...
Okay, ready? Here we go. This looks like a big word.
What do we got?
Caterpillars turning into butterflies. Oh, here we f***ing go.
Well, I got some. I got a take. I got a hot take. Caterpillars, kind of better than butterflies.
That's f***ing crazy. Butterflies are beautiful. They fly. What more do you need?
What do they do? Beautiful. What do butterflies
what does a f***ing caterpillar do? Walk around like a little f***ing pretend worm all day? Eat leaves?
Well, let's not just lump all worms together, you know? If anything, caterpillars are more like miniature snakes.
I don't think so. What they look gross. They probably smell funny. They probably have terrible banter. They don't know how to talk to each other. And they eat everything.
But butterflies are just kind of biting caterpillar swag, because you're just a caterpillar with wings, you know what I'm saying?
But they look like, beautiful.
Why though? Why are they beautiful? Because they can fly? Because they have wings, that makes them beautiful.
It's better than a moth.
First of all, let's not just judge things based off of appearance. Their personality?
Okay,
what about their personality? What about their values and their morals? You're just gonna look at their wings and be like, oh, you have beautiful wings, so now you're superior.
Yes.
Oh, your face is symmetrical, so now you're superior. That's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
That's how we're going about life, is just judging people off of f-ing looks.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Socks. One thing I don't like about socks is when people wear two different colored socks. I think that's disrespectful.
I think men shouldn't wear socks at all.
What? Okay, you want stinky f-ing feet in your shoes?
Wash your feet.
Wash
your shoes.
After a whole day, I'm dancing all day.
Yeah.
In leather shoes.
Right.
Leather bound shoes.
Right.
You want me to have no socks on and stink up a storm?
Why are you stinking up your shoes? Do you not wash your feet?
I may not.
You should start washing your feet.
Maybe I wash my feet.
Wash your feet then. I don't understand why you need cushion in between what you're
afraid. Why would you know what
you're afraid? You're gonna get blisters.
It feels great.
You're afraid you're gonna get some blisters on your toes.
Yes.
That your ankles might get sore.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then
you want to go around with sore ankles.
Grow a pair. Grow a pair. Be a f***ing man. Don't be so scared of f***ing blisters, my man.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. I don't like them.
Neither do I. Oh, okay, this is good. Olives. I f***ing hate them.
I f***ing hate olives.
I f***ing hate olives.
What the f*** is I the gen- point
this
of
isn't
olives?
Part of like the bit. Nah, I like.
If you're an olive, f*** you.
Yeah. I genuinely, this is the one food I can't eat.
Yeah, what's the point?
I don't know.
They're
you're like
salty
a,
and gross and like, where's the fun?
Yeah, you're like a grape. You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, you are the worst type
yeah.
of grape.
Like, yeah,
some of them have seeds in them.
It's like
get the seeds out.
That's actually how I started hating olives, because I thought it was a grape when I was a kid, and I tried it, and I was like, "This is f-ing horrendous."
I f-ing hate them.
Yeah, they're like,
what do they put them in drinks and shit like and salad?
Yeah.
Like, were you gonna ruin a whole salad? There's tomato in there. You're gonna jeopardize the
or
tomato.
Or like the people who like, well, you have a margarita and then you put an olive on a stick, and you're like, "Ooh, it's dirty now."
Yeah, like,
ooh,
go to the bathroom.
Clean yourself.
Yeah.
Clean yourself. I want
wash
a,
your
I want a
feet.
Dirty mark. Make it dirty. Make,
get
it,
the
make it a filthy margarita. Ew.
Hey. Welcome.
If you're listening audioly, Riley's here.
What?
If you're listening in the audio aspect and you can't see visually because you're not looking at YouTube right now, Riley is here.
Riley's here.
Riley Arnold.
Not the other Riley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Who's the other Riley?
Reed.
Yeah. Okay. What'd you pick?
Okay, I picked.
Okay.
I picked IKEA. You guys have experience with IKEA.
We do. Personally, I hate IKEA. This guy, this tall Australian man, he's bringing me there to do nothing.
I like IKEA. It's an experience. You get to see furniture. You get to feel it out.
But they're doing too much.
No,
I'm just saying.
Hating on IKEA.
Like, why do I have to go on an entire tour if I just want to get a couch?
Yeah, that's true. It's insane.
Why do I have to see all these different types of rooms?
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
It's overwhelming.
It's overstimulating.
It's about the journey and how, with your friends.
And then I'm rewarded by what? Getting to the end and now I'm in a warehouse and I got to use a computer. What was all that for?
I've never bought one thing at IKEA.
What was all that for if now I just go to the end, I go on the computer, and I got to ask somebody to go get a forklift to grab it off the number? What was all that for?
Because you get to see the ambiance. You get to feel it. You get to land the ambiance of what?
No room in there looks like my home.
Yeah.
I can't afford any room that IKEA
offers. You should have replied to Isaac then.
Who's Isaac?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right. Oh, let's do another one. Okay. The lottery. Okay. Let's go. I don't like the lottery because I haven't won it yet.
I don't like it because. What's the. Okay.
Who even wins the lottery? Like, me. I feel like I've never heard of anyone actually winning.
There was this one lady in my old. This place that used to work, this liquor store. She won it twice. Mm-hmm. And she was just so snobby and rude.
She won it twice?
Yeah, but it wasn't like crazy amount. I think she won like a couple hundred grand each time. And she just like fully changed her demeanor. Like she was like this hillbilly and then she won it and she was very posh and like changed her accent and everything. I'm like, I really would love like to do that and like fully just change my brand.
I think if I had enough money, I'd probably change as a person.
For sure. I think everyone should.
Yeah, I think you know, like, you know, money doesn't solve everything. It solves most things.
Yeah, name one thing it doesn't solve.
Say one thing it doesn't solve.
Yeah. Like, I got hunger. Solved.
Yeah, solved. Like, I got carjacked and solved. I had money. I get another car.
Solved.
I get another car.
Imagine I got carjacked and I didn't have money. Now I just don't have a car. Yeah. But having money makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
It does.
You know?
It solves happiness.
I get robbed. Oh, I'll just buy it back. Whatever. Yeah. More money.
I got insurance.
Yeah.
Spend money on that.
Yeah. Riley, what are your thoughts on jock straps?
Oh.
Jock straps. Yeah. Love them.
What?
What? Expound? What?
Expound?
Wait, isn't that the thing that like sports people wear?
Yeah.
When they're like playing football or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it like keeps it
in there? It keeps it all secure.
Yeah.
But
you
love them? Do what you gotta do, you know?
Do they wear anything underneath or over the top?
The jock strap?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wear their uniform over the top.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever watched football before?
No, I just wear undies when I play rugby.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you don't want...
You don't want anyone hitting it.
Yeah.
Just put a cup in.
But some people prefer... It's like, you know, you have boxers, you have briefs, you have tighty whitey. You know, you have different types of underwear depending on, like, what's your...
Yeah, but they have their asses out, don't they?
Yeah, if you... But what's wrong with that?
No, I don't...
Do you not like...
Personally, me, I don't want my ass out.
So then you don't wear a jock strap. But some guys are like, I like my cheeks out, you know? It's free.
Are you wearing one right now?
What? Huh?
Are you wearing one right now?
No, I got Calvin's. I got some CKs on.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have, what are you wearing right now?
Definitely not a jock strap.
Prove it.
Harry.
Oh, Noah Beck's brand.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're a Noah Beck fan.
Yeah. Maybe.
Did you see the fan page?
I did see the fan page. Yes. I did see it. Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
She loves him.
The second episode of the show, I had a guest and I slid in Noah Beck's DMs on his behalf.
Oh,
he had a crush on Noah Beck. So I slid in Noah Beck's DMs and I said, as my guest, Ruba, shout out Ruba, and I said, hey, daddy, I would like to tickle your left booty cheek using this feather. And then I sent him like a picture of a feather.
Yeah.
Noah never responded.
Oh, dang it.
So, yeah.
That would have been fun.
If you ever want to slide in his DMs, let me know. I'm good at it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Give me your phone.
You met him though, right?
Yeah, I met him.
How was that?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was trying to organize a day at rehearsals to surprise her and have him come in, but he obviously travels a lot and he was busy with work, so it was like hard to like figure it out. But then it was like a Friendsgiving thing and I didn't realize he was back in town. And then I walk in and I was like, Riley, Noah's here. And Noah's in the corner like, what? I'm like, Noah's here.
Oh, it's so bad. It was so embarrassing.
It was so funny. But he was so nice to her.
Yeah.
It was f***ing funny. I couldn't stop laughing. And she was just standing there like, oh my God.
Yeah.
She's buzzing.
I forget, because you're really mature for your age. I forget that you're kind of like in the Gen Z era. Like, you're my baby brother's age. So, like, you grew up on, like, all these, like, TikTokers and stuff like
that. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite?
Noah? Are you like a...
Harry's my favorite.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. have you not seen Vinny Hacker's jawline? Jesus Christ.
Well, true.
I'm just saying. Yeah, in like the hierarchy of white boys, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'd put Harry Jowsey on Mount Rushmore.
Nah, I wouldn't be up there.
Like, you're like, if I need like a tall Australian,
I'm winning.
Jacob Elordi.
Oh, he's Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Talented.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You would never know because he's so good at what he does, you know?
At being not Australian.
And yeah. And yeah, good looking guy. I'd probably put him up there. Yeah. Noah Beck.
Okay.
Vinny Hacker. And then I probably, fourth spot, you know, probably give that to like a...
Leo.
Yeah. Leo can go up there.
Yeah, he can go there.
Yeah. I wouldn't, he's not really in that tier of...
Oh, nice.
He doesn't have, you know, he doesn't do the lip sync dancey thing.
And Lil Huddy?
Yeah, let's put Huddy up there. Yeah, let's put Huddy. Yeah, what? Josh Richards, little Huddy, yeah. Up there.
I don't know.
Who's the other?
Not me.
The other guy that does a little jig.
Brett, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if he'll go up there.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? There's like another guy.
Harry.
He's like a
Harry Jowsey.
Oh, Jaden. Shout out Jaden. Yeah, Jaden. Yeah, Jaden's good.
Well. Yeah, I did.
He was there.
Jaden's good.
He was there.
He's on my nail polish team. For Undone. Oh, yeah, shout out Jaden, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Next all right. Game.
Do you have another game? Oh, this is good. One Direction.
Love them.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Why'd they split?
Yeah, why would they want to do that?
Who's
yeah.
your favorite member?
Harry.
Zayn.
Good answer.
Yeah.
What? Why Harry?
What? What do you mean? Harry is so handsome. Talented. He's like every other Harry that's ever existed. Says Harry. Handsome and talented. And great. He shaved his head recently. Yeah.
He shaved his head?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
Apparently
like, how much?
All of it. What I was
going
to do.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
How much of his hair do you think he would shave?
Yeah. Just left it mullet?
Wait, he really like shaved it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
You're joking.
I'm not.
I think he has a goatee as well. It's like a nice goatee. Like a nice little.
Oh, why'd he do that?
Nah, for real. Kind of looks like kind of give
it. He could pull it off. He looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
he looks like a nice little, pretty, slender British Heisenberg. You know?
Yeah.
Heisenberg.
Like Breaking Bad, little Walter White.
Yeah, nice. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love One Direction. I listen to music all the time.
Yeah. It's
we
good.
Should do One Direction night. That could be fun. Anyway.
Okay. all right. That I think we're done arguing.
Yeah. We've argued
and on that note, I want to take back all the stuff I said about you are my favorite. Like,
oh, thank you,
Caucasian man.
Why do we keep bringing race?
That's because that's what we do. That's like our thing, you know.
It's not our thing, bro.
Why did you call me bro?
Because
I'm a brother.
Harry.
Next game. All right. So since Riley's here, we have another game. We're gonna introduce another game.
Yes.
And it's, would you let your daughter date this person? So we got a bunch of Tinder bios in there, and we're going to discuss if you let your daughter date this individual. These are real bios, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, some of them are dongs.
Okay. Looking to find my one and only favorite hobbies are video games, soccer, water polo, and cooking.
I let her date.
Yeah, that seems pretty.
He likes soccer and water polo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cooking.
Video games, whatever.
So she's always going to be fed. That's good.
Yeah, but video games could be a red flag.
Why?
Because, like, he could be more prioritized in playing video games than
me. What about water polo?
Water polo? I don't think I have anything against water polo.
Exactly.
What is water polo?
It's hard, bro. That's what it is.
Hard.
No.
It's hard. We used to play it in Australia at school. You're just always swimming. It's like water soccer. But, like, you're swimming and you have to, like, throw the ball.
Wow.
In the net. It's hard. Hmm. And people get violent and, like, try and pull you under.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Don't play it.
Respect. I like him.
I would personally let my daughter date that guy.
Now you mentioned that, no, I don't want my daughter dating.
He's hot.
Water polo man.
So you wouldn't? You're gonna say no?
Yeah. Honestly, I'd say no.
Okay.
Seems a little weird.
Yeah.
Soccer and water polo, just yeah, weird.
Okay. I like Lego very much. What is it? I like Lego very much. I like to go to the Apple store to buy Apple products. I also like to go to Disneyland. I also like Marvel. You sound like you're 6 years old.
Yes.
That's a no from me.
He can date my daughter.
The interest?
Yes?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just joking.
The interest is like cool, but I like the framing of that kind of was like sociopathic.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Who, what adult likes Lego that much?
Yeah. Or maybe it was like the way you read it was very sociopathic as well.
Yeah.
So. I like Lego very much.
I like Lego very much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been voting for us, by the way. The rest good. Of them.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. We need it.
They're very racist. Dom said that, by the way.
Why do you always bring race into things?
You're the one saying it. You told me they're racist. I'm here to have you back. We think of things.
I specialize in telling a waiter, "You too," after he says, "Enjoy your meal."
Combo.
He's funny.
No.
That's
what?
That's a total dad joke.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like.
A no. For me.
Really?
Psh, it's corny. That's in your bio? It's crazy.
I specialize in telling a waiter.
Yeah, like
you
that's
too.
Your specialty?
Yeah.
You gonna say no?
I guess it's fine. Like, it's funny, kind of. Maybe he's just a silly guy, you know?
Yeah, you just kind of seem like a silly
like,
why would that be in the bio?
Like,
I don't
me,
know.
Like, serial killer vibes, so, like, why not? Go on the date.
I'm going to say yeah. Yeah. That's, he seems kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
Nah, it's my daughter.
Yeah, I want like it's a wholesome guy.
It's my daughter. She's precious. She doesn't need that.
Okay. Need someone to take out in my pickup truck.
No. Yeah, no. Nah.
That's a yes for me.
No.
That's a big yes. Are you serious? Pickup truck? Probably likes going off-roading, camping.
Yeah, but why?
Doing fun stuff.
No.
Better than
bad
video
things
games.
Will happen in that pickup truck. It's not going to happen.
At least you're in a pickup truck.
No, Harry.
What?
But it's also, your daughter.
Like, she but think about his like standards. Like he's just like in his bio to date someone, find the love of his life. Like, ah, I just need someone to pick up in my pickup truck.
Well, you preferred Lego Man?
Over he's pickup truck man?
Like yeah. He doesn't want to date your daughter.
Like your identity is your pickup truck.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's your personality?
It's probably a cool truck.
Harry.
I want to go in the truck.
Like, yeah, that worked on you?
Where is the truck?
Yeah. That worked on you. You want to get picked up?
I want a pickup truck. let's get a pickup truck. Yeah, I don't know. No?
No.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no.
He's not it.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I go? I'm not great at math, but I'm pretty sure we're a perfect match.
Oh, perfect match.
Yeah, go on the date.
You
yeah.
Like
oh.
That show?
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah.
Dom's been on that show.
What?
He was on.
Oh, yeah.
He won it.
You won it?
Yeah, debatable. You know what I mean? Like, I won, but, like, did I really win? You know?
Oh, wait, what?
I think this is a bad bio.
Yeah, I hate the bio. I hate it. Yeah, yeah, not a fan.
I like it.
Okay.
Oh, Riley will like this one. I'm really just here for some tomfoolery, some silliness, perhaps.
Who is tomfoolery?
It's just a saying, right?
I'm gonna say yeah.
I think it's
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Tomfoolery is Voldemort's cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then why is he on Tinder if he's trying to find Tom?
Maybe we'll find him through Tinder.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are.
He could be the one. Hannah Montana, you looking at my profile.
What?
No, seriously.
Oh, that's what it said. Oh, yeah. I thought you. I thought you just were.
Like, that's a Reddit. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
You can be the one by Hannah Montana.
You looking at my profile.
Profile.
I almost said porch.
Porch. he likes Hannah Montana. Yes.
What? So wait, it says it's just a Hannah
I'm
Montana
confused.
Quote.
You looking at my profile.
He's saying that I could be the one because you're looking at my profile.
Oh, so. Clever. Okay, I'd yes. Go on the date.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Medium king with a big dog.
Hey. Immediately, no.
Yeah, I got a dog. Want them to have a dog date? Nah, probably not.
No,
yeah,
no, definitely no.
No. Also, what do you mean by
yeah? What
big
do you mean
dog?
By that, brother? Pros: goofy. Cons: slow walker. Yeah, no. I don't like people who walk slow. Like that's a big ick.
Yeah, it is.
Don't date my daughter if you're gonna walk slow. I mean, that's crazy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
6'4". My height is my personality.
That is my bio.
Is it?
Yeah. They got my Tinder bio. I'm actually banned from Tinder, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'll say yeah.
What?
I think it's funny.
Okay.
I'll probably say no. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I want... I don't know. Like, here's my thing, right?
Here's my thing, right?
Like, one of my biggest fears is, like, what if I become a dad, right?
Why is that a fear?
No, let me finish. Okay, sorry. I become a dad, right? And then I'm at home one day. You know, I come home early from work, and I just hear, like, you know, going on.
Yeah, they're watching a good movie.
Yeah, they're watching a good movie, and they're just, like, clapping, you know? And I'm like, oh, I wonder what this movie is, you know? And then I go upstairs, and I open the door, and some tomfoolery is afoot, you know what I mean? they're getting active.
How does this relate to this bio?
Well, wait, no, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So, you know, they're round of applause is going on, right? Make the sound for me, because I have one hand. That's going on, right? I enter, and it's not a round of applause. They're doing something else.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, and then I close the door, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, I don't say anything about it. Goes unsaid. Mm. And I meet the guy.
Yeah.
And now he's a 6'4", massive linebacker.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know.
Wait, what?
My poor daughter.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know.
You can't get mad at him.
Yeah.
Wait, you know? What? Why?
Big guy.
Big.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's your and daughter, though. That's
you know,
different.
He's giving it to my daughter. And now I got to, like, make food for him and stuff like that. It just wouldn't, it's a hard pill to swallow. You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. And then, you know, say now I gotta cook food for him and he's gonna eat it.
He's
and
gonna eat a lot of food.
He's gonna eat. He's 6'4". I gotta feed him.
He's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker.
He's so gonna want to stay over all the time. He's like, okay.
Yeah, and it's like I know what happens when you stay over.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm in bed and I just hear a round of applause all the time. So
your guy's brain is different than mine.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Just nothing. I just
you let her go on a date.
What?
You'd let her go on a date with that?
Yeah.
Nope. That's you know.
There we go.
You know, you'll learn.
You'll learn.
Oh, you're a racist.
What? All right, we got two more.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You do the honors.
All right. Green flags. I look for girls on a Lexapro. Lexapro? It's an antidepressant?
Yeah.
Green flags. I look for girls on Lexapro. I am.
No. It's weirdo.
That's toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shouldn't be in your bio. Or even a thought.
I look for girls
who are on antidepressants.
They have to medicate themselves. So they
that shouldn't even be a thought.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No.
Yeah.
No. All right. Last one.
Oh. Ask me about my cult.
My cult?
Cult? Yeah, cult.
Like, do you know what a cult is, Harry?
Yeah, I know what a cult is. I'm in one.
This is your bio. Yeah.
This is why you're here, right?
No, I'm not interested in cults.
Well, now, wait.
For my daughter.
If he has a cult, you know what I mean? It's good leadership qualities.
Yeah.
Good leadership qualities?
You know, yeah.
Community?
He's a big community guy.
So you guys don't like 6'4", but you're okay with cults.
I'm not okay with any of them.
Yeah.
I'm having a daughter. She's staying
I'm home. Picking the best out of you, you know.
Yeah, out of this bunch.
Out of this bunch. And if he has a cult, that's leadership qualities, sense of community, you know. It takes a lot of responsibility, you know.
You guys.
To, like, have a cult.
Yeah.
And organize it.
They probably love each other.
He's probably pretty charming if he's able to, like, convince people to join his cult.
Yeah.
I'd probably join it as well, to be honest.
I'm joining.
You know? Yeah. I'm so joining. Now we're you're dating my daughter. We're all part of his cult. And, yeah.
It's probably cool.
Yeah. It's probably pretty...
I like it. I like it here.
Oh gosh, that's bad.
Riley, do you like dancing?
I love dancing. It's sick. My job. Yeah.
It's a life dream. It's a life dream to be on the show.
Yeah, and you're on the show now.
Yeah.
So what's next? You kind of peaked.
Whoa.
I do nothing now. I just sit.
Oh my god.
My life is over.
No, but that's like you're 18 and you're like you pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'm doing my dream.
Pretty much. Yeah. You pretty much like you like reached.
She's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you did it.
Hopefully they keep asking me back on the show and it just becomes my job for the next
And you're
going to
go on tour too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'll go on tour in like a month or so. And yeah.
In a month?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Wait, what month is it?
We're in
2 months. 2 months.
Isn't it February?
January.
Tour starts in January?
January 20th or something like that.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
Soon.
Oh boy.
3 months she's on tour. A show every night.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I've never done tour. So, should be interesting. But I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I feel like it'll make everyone closer as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All the pros.
Yeah.
Riley, what's been your favorite dance so far with Harry?
I really liked our jazz that we did on music video night.
Oh, that was sick.
Yes, and then I loved our Disney night dance.
Yeah, which is the Halloween one was pretty.
Oh,
that was good.
That was crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah. That was insane.
We're in there for so long.
Yeah,
getting prosthetics on. Anytime we go rehearse, we have to come back put more prosthetics on.
Yeah, I did not feel like myself that day.
They were still touching us up until like the live show. Like they kept changing, like our colors slightly, and it was hectic. And there was so much blue in places I didn't want there to be blue.
Yeah. It's still blue. I saw it.
Yeah.
It's still blue.
Yeah. Hint of pink.
Yeah.
Very blue.
How?
Oh, how?
What?
Riley, what's it like adjusting to like the influencer life or like the fame of it all? Like getting all these followers and...
Mm.
I feel like it hasn't affected me. I feel like I haven't really noticed like the... I don't know. I still don't feel like I'm like any different. Or that there's like more people following me. Mm. Like I feel like it hasn't really like affected me. I feel like it's more just like adjusting to like, I don't know, just like being like in the scene. You have to be careful with like what you do, and like, yeah, just those kind of things that I'm adjusting with. But like other than that, I feel like it doesn't feel much different.
Yeah. Do you like olives?
Yeah, I like olives.
Ooh.
Black olives, not green.
All right, yeah, so
That was Dom Meets World.
That was Dom Meets World. Thanks for coming on, guys. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, follow Riley at Riley Arnold.
One on Instagram.
Yeah, and Harry Jowsey.
All right, that's been it for Dom Meets World. you guys know what to do. Go to Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel for full video episodes. And thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye. You know, maybe.